Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has filed a $610 million economic stimulus bill and urged the state legislature to pass it by the end of the session this July. Half the funds sought in the legislation would go to the popular MassWorks program, which provides grants, typically under $10 million, to pay for infrastructure projects that are tied to privately funded job creation. Baker's also seeking more money for workforce skills training programs, and he proposes to create a permanent sales tax holiday for one weekend each year. Baker announced the new legislation at a speech Friday in Springfield. He addressed the Springfield Regional Chamber's annual Outlook Luncheon, which attracted more than 600 business leaders and elected officials. Since 2015, Baker said the administration has awarded $430 million from the MassWorks program to 130 communities to stimulate the creation of thousands of permanent jobs.
It's a huge piece of how we help our colleagues in local government and our local business leaders execute on downtown development plans, economic development plans, and housing initiatives. And we are looking forward to having an opportunity to do more of that sort of thing.
The Massachusetts economy is pumping out new jobs at a rapid pace, but the pipeline of skilled workers to fill the jobs is slowed to a trickle. The bill seeks to address the skills gap problem by reauthorizing a grants program for schools to train students for work in high-demand growth industries in the state. A new program would offer a tax credit to employers who hire and train people to work in the fields of healthcare, manufacturing, and information technology. Baker's also seeking $100 million for a new initiative where the state could partner with local communities on projects that have the potential to create large numbers of jobs that have a significant regional impact.
That's something we believe, especially Worcester West, could be a really interesting tool for us to use to help folks who want to collaborate on economic development initiatives that might cross more than one community's border.
Addressing an audience that included many members of the Western Massachusetts legislative delegation, the Republican governor implored the Democratic-controlled legislature to pass the bill before the session ends this July.
We'll be looking for the legislature between now and the end of the session in July, and for those legislators who are here, that would be the 31st of July. This bill usually gets passed. The reason I'm saying that is this bill usually gets passed about 3 minutes before the end of the session, or 3 minutes after the end of the session.
Despite a long legislative agenda that includes the state budget and ambitious and complicated bills to overhaul the criminal justice system and tackle health care cost containment, Baker said he's confident the lawmakers can find time to work on the economic development bill.
I think the outlook for getting it passed is pretty high.
Democratic State Representative Brian Ash of Longmeadow said what the governor outlined in the legislation sounded good.
And of course, we'll have to take a closer look at it, but obviously the Commonwealth is in good position right now. The economy continues to move forward. So we'll take a look at this, and I'm sure there'll be some great things in there that'll help continue to stimulate the economy.
Baker was warmly received at the business luncheon. He was given a standing ovation when he was introduced. Tricia Canavan, president of Springfield-based United Personnel, said the Baker administration has been a friend to business.
As business continues to grow, we need to make sure that we're prepared, that we have the workforce to support that growth. And I think the alignment of workforce development, education, housing, economic development has been critical because it should be an aligned strategy.
The annual two-day exemption from collecting the state's sales tax was wildly popular with retailers for years in Massachusetts. But last year, the state legislature refused to authorize it, citing tight state finances. The revenue hit from the sales tax holiday is estimated at $20 to $25 million. Baker's legislation would also allow fantasy sports betting to continue in Massachusetts past a July 31, 2018 deadline when current authorizing legislation sunsets. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.